This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The coronavirus pandemic is moving into the religious world. There are moves to cancel or limit weekly prayer gatherings across the Middle East to help prevent the spread of the infection. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
Christian, Muslim, and Jewish leaders in Jerusalem say services will continue to be held in the Holy Land, but are moving to limit indoor gatherings after the Israeli Health Ministry said they could not exceed 100 people. The Latin Patriarchate there is calling on churches to enforce the ministry's guidelines, including with Sunday services. It's inviting everyone to pray for those directly and indirectly affected by this malevolence. For most people, the coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Spain, the government today put 60,000 people in four towns on a mandatory lockdown. Madrid by itself is struggling with nearly 2,000 COVID-19 cases. The New York Times reports that Australia's Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, has tested positive for the virus. Last week, he met with U.S. Attorney General William Barr and Ivanka Trump, the daughter of the U.S. president. The communications secretary for Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, Fabio Weingarten, tested positive days after he and Bolsonaro socialized with President Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate. The White House says Mr. Trump has not been tested, and he claims he is not concerned. The wife of Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Sophie, has tested positive. The couple entered self-quarantine Wednesday after Canada's First Lady came down with what are being called mild symptoms on returning from London. European stock markets opened in positive territory today, but they are still reeling from the previous session's plunge triggered by the pandemic. And a day after Wall Street's worst performance since the Black Monday crash of 1987, the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped sharply today. From Washington, this is VOA News. There could be an agreement today between Congress and the Trump administration on a coronavirus aid package. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
Speaking to reporters after a day of talks with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the aid package will be focused on helping Americans get through the crisis and ensure there is adequate testing. It builds on an $8.3 billion emergency package approved last week and is aimed at providing additional health and financial resources to arrest the sudden spread of COVID-19 and the economic fallout.
Give people confidence to be tested, that it will be free.
Final details are still being worked out, but a House vote is expected to swiftly follow. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The largest American city has declared a state of emergency over what its mayor calls striking and troubling developments in the coronavirus pandemic. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said there were 95 confirmed cases in the city on Thursday, but said there could be up to 1,000 a week from now. Maryland, Michigan, and Ohio are the first American states to shut down all public schools because of the coronavirus. Among the latest governments to empty their nation's classrooms, France, Ireland, Denmark, Norway, Lithuania, and Slovakia. President Trump has been targeted by critics for what they say is his ineffective leadership in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Prominent among those critics, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And they've been sharing their ideas for crisis management. The AP's Jackie Quinn has a report.
Former Vice President Joe Biden said he'd be creating global alliances to fight the outbreak and listening to the scientists.
Protecting the health and safety of the American people is the most important job of any president.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
Crisis we face from the coronavirus is on a scale of a major war, and we must act accordingly.
President Trump, meanwhile, says his travel ban has helped save lives.
We'll make the turn. The question is when, and the question is how many people will die. And I don't want people dying.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States has recorded close to 1,700 coronavirus cases and at least 41 deaths. COVID-19 has affected 47 of the 50 states, along with the District of Columbia. New Zealand's prime minister says her nation has fundamentally changed on this, the anniversary of her nation's deadliest modern-day mass shooting. Jacinda Ardern paid tribute to the Muslim community for the generosity she said it had shown in the wake of the attack, which left 51 people dead. A lone gunman attacked two mosques in the city of Christchurch on March 15th of last year. The country soon after banned all assault-style weapons. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.